If you love the World Cup, this podcast is for you. The World Cup, but not really, is about all the stories in and around football.
It's like a kaleidoscope of culture, kicking off from the football field.
From a blind women's team
to a jersey collector
to chanting
to reflections on sport
and stories from the heart. This is the World Cup, but not really. Listen to it on SBS or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Coming up, property prices fall, the Australian share market tumbles on the first day of the new financial year, and what are the themes for the next 12 months? All of that and more next. Hi everyone, welcome to the SBS On The Money podcast for this Wednesday, the 1st of July 2026, a day where the Australian share market fell, the S&P ASX 200 down 0.6% on the first trading day of the new financial year. We'll have the details with Hebe Chen from Vantage Australia in a few moments. But first, a property and the national median home value has fallen 0.4% in June, according to Cotality. That is the largest month-on-month decline since December 2022, and it means over the year, the annual increase has eased to 7.3%. Around the country, Sydney fell 1.2% last month, Melbourne down 1%, Canberra 0.6%. There were gains in the other capitals, with the exception of Adelaide, which was flat. Over the year, the best performing capital was Perth, up almost 24%. The worst, Melbourne, down 0.9% over the last 12 months. So for more, here is Tim Lawless, the head of research at Cotality.
I think probably the biggest component of the downturn is a 75 basis point rate hike. That certainly has a macro impact on the market. It affects serviceability and borrowing capacity. It affects confidence as well. It's a lot harder to understand the implications of the budget handed down on May 12th just yet. Anecdotally, we're hearing about investors pulling back pretty sharply, as well as other segments of the market inactive simply because of a lack of confidence in what the market's doing. So I think overall, it's probably a story about affordability and interest rates and low confidence driving this this negativity in the market. But I think progressively, as we see investors pulling back in the market, we'll start to see the influence of the federal budget shining through as well.
That's Tim Lawless there from Cotality. Let's take a quick look at the Australian share market now, where the S&P ASX 200 fell 0.6%. So not the best start to the new financial year. Consumer staples led the market lower, along with the banks. Investors, though, rotated into health stocks like CSL. Perpetual surged before it entered a trading halt. There's takeover speculation there. South 32 also did well. It sold an aluminium asset to Alcoa. For more on the day's market action, I spoke with Hebe Chen from Vantage Australia. Hebe, the ASX 200 has started the new financial year lower. So how's investor sentiment like as we start this new FY?
Well, I think that the soft start today entering into the new chapter just tells us that the investors are now entering a new financial year, but still carrying the bit of cautious, not confidence that has built up for the past 6 months. And all these cautious are coming from that the major concern that we've been talking about for the first 6 months, that inflation, the RBA tightening. Now we have the backdrop of the stronger US dollar. They are still firmly on the table. I think that will be something that keeping the investors a bit of the cautious into the second half. And of course, this will be the key theme to influence the markets moving forward.
Okay, so you're talking about themes. Let's go into more detail about those key themes. What do you think they will be and how will they influence the market over the next 12 months?
I think for the next 12 months, the key theme that will surrounding a question that is probably on top of everyone's mind is the whether and when we can get a real relief from inflation as well as the RBA, that we can get a clear message from the central bank saying that, okay, the tightening is now behind us. Now, a couple of the key time point here is that if we get the inflation, for example, they're coming down quite meaningfully smoothly for the next 2 or 3 months. That means that chances we get a bit of relief from the RBA's meeting from the August. Now, market's still seeing about 32% chances of RBA could hike in August and a quite high chance that could potentially by the end of this year. I think these are the two key things that will influence the market and keeping the investors on edge that whether or not we could see the real relief the coming for the next 12 months.
It's great that you're talking about interest rates and inflation, because what we saw today were the banks hit pretty hard. The financial sector, one of the worst performing on the market today. It comes as a new report suggested that national median property price fell by 0.4% last month. That's according to Cotality. So what kinds of challenges is the sector likely to be facing?
Well, yes, indeed. I think the falling property price is the trigger. It's quite one of the major triggers for today to showing that the financial sector is under pressure. But I think that seems to underscore a broader challenge that the financial sector is now facing into the new financial year, is that the falling property prices is just the beginning. Now, moving forward is that potentially the market was seeing a whole big package of risks that attach to the falling downside the property cycle. They're coming from the softer property prices, and then they will come to squeeze the mortgage market and making it from a buyer's market to the seller's market. And then they will squeeze the household wealth as well as the credit growth. And this whole sort of the reaction chain, I think, is that what investors really concerned about. And that explains why the financial sector has dropping so much today.
What about any other company news that you're keeping an eye on? What are you seeing?
Well, I think today that calls do make a big headlines for two different reasons. The share price has dropped quite significantly because the ACCC blocked one of the acquisition to the Western Australian side. But on the other hand, there's another news saying that they are trying to get into the pet care sector. I think that will show us the two different views for the staple sector, because this is the sector that has performed the best for the first half, but they still seems to undergoing a bit of regulation risk here. But on the other hand, I think for the investors into the staple, they're also showing that this is the sector still quite aggressively trying to expand into the different markets, given that the quite uncertain macroeconomic environment.
And finally, what are you telling your clients right now? Where do you see the opportunities for investors?
Well, I think I will, from my perspective and from the portfolio construction perspective, I would say that it's better to prepare like two set of playbook when you're heading into the new financial year. Because in the upcoming 12 months, as we mentioned, that we could potentially get a relief rebound for some of the sectors that has been under stress so much, like technology sectors. We could potentially get a relief rebound in the next 6 months. But if we didn't happen, if the inflation didn't coming down as we expected, the RBA is still holding the rate hike card quite firmly, then chances this relief will be quite largely delayed into 2027. If that's the second case, I would recommend all the investors keep a bit of dry powder in your hand, because this delayed relief, that will probably be the time that you could get back into the market, but don't stay fully away yet.
Chen there from Vantage Australia, and she wraps up the podcast for this Wednesday. Give it a like, a review, and subscribe if you enjoy it.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.